it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. It's all systems go for SEPTA to reverse its service cuts this weekend now that the state has okayed its request to use capital dollars for operations, KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
With increased funding for mass transit, a non-starter for state Senate Republicans, Governor Shapiro told reporters Monday it became clear that something different had to be done. That's why he said he approved SEPTA's request to take up to $394 million in state money designated for capital projects and use the cash to reverse service cuts this year and prevent more of them next year.
I think it gives us 2 years to see the changes that SEPTA will make. It also gives us 2 years to see if we can change minds or change some of the people in the state Senate.
The approval means SEPTA will go ahead with plans to fully restore service cuts by this Sunday, September 14th. Also on that day, SEPTA fares go up across the board by 21.5%, says SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush.
Those are funds that are critically needed to help us balance the budget.
The governor said with mass transit funding out of the mix, it was time for the divided legislature to agree on an overall state budget, a budget that right now is more than 2 months overdue. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The man who police say shot and killed a woman in Center City last week has been charged with her murder. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, it all started with an argument.
Authorities say around 5:45 Friday evening, there was a fight at 12th and Chestnut at the 7-Eleven between a boyfriend and girlfriend when the victim, who didn't know the couple, got involved. Assistant District Attorney Jeff Hodzianowski says cell phone video they have clearly depicts the shooting.
At some point, the shooter able to wrestle the decedent to the ground. You then see him over top of her, kind of straddling her. Looks like either hitting her with an object or hitting her head into the ground.
He says the suspect gets a hold of the victim's gun and the victim gets a hold of the suspect's screwdriver. Then shots are fired.
While he's trying to disarm her, we believe, with the screwdriver, you hear what sounds like two more shots or at least one more shot with an echo. Then he kind of walks away at that point.
The victim is 33-year-old Lauren Jardine, who was taken to the hospital and died. The suspect, John Kelly, was arrested about a block away by a SEPTA police officer. He's now been charged with murder, tampering with evidence, and gun offenses.
Either one of these individuals were licensed to carry a firearm.
Jardine was highlighted by the mayor's office last year for an adult education program where she revealed she had struggled with substance abuse and had been incarcerated. She had also said that she dreamed of starting her own business. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
September is Child Passenger Safety Month, and local agencies, including Pennsylvania State Police, are holding free car seat safety check events. KYW's Sunny Morgan spoke to a child safety expert about why these checks are necessary.
The Pennsylvania State Police will be hosting 3 days of car seat checks in 2 weeks, where certified technicians go car to car, helping families understand car seat safety. According to Gina Duchessois, injury prevention manager at CHOP, nearly half of all car seats are installed correctly.
We check how the car seat arrived, and then we will get in the car with them and describe what things we found that may not be correct, and then we take the time to teach families how to make those corrections.
Duchessois, who is also a child passenger safety technician, says among the common mistakes families make is having the right car seat for their child's age, height, and weight.
Many times the car seat is not installed tightly in the vehicle, so we want that car seat to be tight, not moving more than 1 inch from side to side or towards the front of the vehicle when tested at the belt path of the car seat.
Duchessois says CHOP has its own in-person car seat checks, and they also offer virtual checks. checks. You can sign up on their website. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
An area nonprofit is raising money to help families with children receiving cancer treatment at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Rich Massey, co-founder of the Fight On McKenna Foundation, lost his 14-year-old daughter, McKenna, to acute myeloid leukemia in 2018. The nonprofit was established in her memory to improve the lives of pediatric cancer patients and their families, such as alleviating the cost of parking at CHOP, which can cost $5 to $7 per hour, which adds up after hundreds of days and hours of treatment.
And that's real money for real people. Oftentimes, there's dual-income families. Somebody has to stop working because someone always has to be at the hospital. This is real money that that we can help subsidize for these families.
Through fundraising efforts like the upcoming Bite for the Fight annual food fest, they're able to help 400 to 500 families every year.
I think with all our programs, working with CHOP, you know, we're able to positively impact about 20% of all of the oncology families on an annual basis, which is a humbling stat for us, and we're excited to try to increase that impact.
Over 40 vendors and celebrities will be on hand at Saturday's food festival at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center, including Chef Brian Duffy, the Philly Fanatic, and former Eagles tight end Brent Celek. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.